said if we wouldn't shout and praise him, he'd get the rocks to do it. Amen. You can be turning your Bibles to Mark chapter number 10. Do you ever stop and ask yourself that question? Who am I? Who am I? What was so good about me that Jesus came by where I was, in the condition that I was in, and loved me anyway? The psalmist had that same question when he said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" What is man? Sometimes I think we begin to think a little more of ourselves than we ought to. Every one of us are fallible, messed up, got problems. But then a perfect and a holy and a just God has fellowship with us. That ceases to amaze me. Mark chapter number 10. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 46 this morning and talk just for a minute about blind Bartimaeus. Most of you have probably read that or at least heard it preached sometime or another. I want to look at old blind Bart this morning just for a minute and just share a thought with you. The Bible said, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside," or the highway side, "begging." Now I want you to notice that the Bible said that they came to Jericho. Jericho was in the plains of Moab. Jericho was in a place where the Jews normally did not go. Did you know Jesus comes to places where holier than thou people normally do not go? Aren't you glad about that? Aren't you glad Jesus will come to where you are? It's not that we have to come up. Whoo, I am having a dizzy spell so bad. It's not that we have to come up to where he is. I'm glad he'll come down to where we are. And we're probably fixing to have to tag team this morning, if you're ready. Whew, give me just a second. Let me keep reading. The Bible said in verse 47, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" In verse 49, the Bible said, "And Jesus stood still." And Jesus stood still. He heard the cry of a poor blind beggar, and it stopped the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in his tracks. Amen. Jesus stood still. Amen. There was a great multitude everywhere he went. People were thronging him. People were begging for his time. But this poor blind man sitting by the wayside begging cried out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And he stopped dead in his tracks. Jesus stood still. Isn't it amazing that Jesus will stand still for somebody like that? Isn't it amazing that Jesus would stand still for somebody as lowly and as unworthy as I am, and as lowly and as unworthy as you are? Hey, let me just say to you this morning, he's standing still. Jesus is standing still this morning. Verse number 49, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' And the blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let's pray. Brother Charles, why don't you pray for me this morning?
Our Father, we, Lord, look toward heaven now.
Yes, God.
Lord, we realize that you have all power. Lord, I pray now, Lord, that you'll touch thy servant, Brother Eddie. Lord, I pray that you'll give him, Lord, the strength, the ability, Lord, to continue to preach, Lord. We love you this morning. We know that, Lord, we're not here by accident. Lord, by chance, but Lord, we're gathered here for a certain purpose, and that's to hear from heaven. And Lord, to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, someone here this morning needs to be saved. They need to hear this message, Lord. And I pray the Holy Spirit, Lord, will just open their heart this morning, that they'll receive it, Lord. Blinded eyes be opened, that they'll see Jesus and come to him. Again, we love you. Touch thy servant, Brother Eddie. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Just for a few minutes this morning, let's focus on this blind man. Number one, thank you, Brother Michael. Number one, notice that he had a need. Blind Bartimaeus had a need. What did he need? He needed his eyes open that he can see. I'm glad one day I had a need. What did I need? I was blind. I wasn't physically blind, but spiritually I was blind. I was a church member. I'd been baptized. I made a profession of faith as a six-year-old boy. Roger Bush dared me to go to the altar, and I went to the altar, and I prayed what the deacon said pray, and Mama shouted, and they baptized me, and I got a New Testament with my name in it, and I rode that for years and years and years. When the Lord would deal with my heart, I would go back to that day, and I would go back to that baptism. I'd go back to that church membership, but what I didn't realize was I was blinded to my own greatest need, my need of the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Everybody in this room this morning has a need. Somebody needs some money. Somebody needs a job. Somebody needs a relationship mended or repaired. Somebody needs physical touch. Somebody has a sickness or a problem. We, every one of us, have a need this morning. But every one of us share in common one common need, and that's our need of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need Jesus. I needed Jesus when I got saved, but I've needed Jesus every day thereafter, and I'm going to need him tomorrow, and I'm going to need him the next day, and I'm going to need him the next day. Hey, let me just say to you this morning, we need Jesus this morning. Amen. How many of you realize you've got a need this morning? Amen. I'm constantly making that statement. I need this or I need that. Most of the time, what I follow up with after I say I need, I don't really need. Amen. I saw a new Dodge diesel truck yesterday. I saw that thing, and I was having my horse shoot, and I was talking to the farrier, and I said, I need that truck right there. And, you know, I began to think about that, and I thought, I don't need that truck. Amen. I see a fishing rod, and I think, I need that fishing rod. I don't need that fishing rod. Half the stuff we say we need, we don't really need. But what we really need, we don't say we need. Does that make sense?
Amen.
What I really need is the presence and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in and on my life every single day. We need Jesus. Look at four statements right quick this morning. I want you to notice, first of all, a great announcement. A great announcement. What was it? Look at verse number... I turned the page on myself. Hang on. The Bible said, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, in verse number 46, with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. I imagine that as Bartimaeus was sitting there, he heard the commotion. He heard everything that was going on, and he said, you know, he's blind, he can't see, and he said, hey, what's happening? What's happening in town? What's all the stir? What's all the commotion? They said, man, don't you know? It's Jesus of Nazareth. Hey, you know what it was? It was a great announcement. I have an announcement for you this morning. Jesus is coming. I have a great, great announcement. You say, what's all that shouting about? What's all them people coming to the altar and praying? Well, because Jesus came to Jericho today. Jesus came by the plain of Moab this morning. He came where holier than thou people wouldn't come. He lowered himself from heaven to earth, and he came where we are this morning. Amen. What a great announcement. Jesus is coming. Amen. Not only is he coming to help those who are in need, but sooner or later, he's coming for those who have received him as their Savior. Amen. Jesus is coming. He's coming after his church. He's going to take us out of here. Amen. Aren't you glad? I'm glad somebody got excited when they heard it was Jesus. Amen. I'm glad somebody... Hey, I make no apologies for Miss Legina this morning. None whatsoever. She can shout all she wants. If that scares you, you're in the wrong place. And you're not going to like heaven one little bit. Amen. I doubt when people see Jesus for the first time, they're going to do the Baptist head nod.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I doubt anybody will say, bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
No, man, when we see the Lord, we're going to come unscrewed. I want to be standing right beside some of you stiff-necked, I mean, real reserved, never smile, never clap your hands, never shout. When you see the one who shed his blood and died for you on Calvary and rose, and no, sir, brother, you're going to come undone. Hey, we ought to get excited when we hear Jesus is coming. Amen. Does that excite you? Amen. I'm glad he's here in spirit today. Let me say it again. I'm glad he's here in spirit today.
Amen.
It's that spirit of Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That causes us to come to the altar. That causes us to lift our hands. Yes. That causes Miss Legina to shout. That causes Brother Tommy to run laps around the building. That's the spirit of God. But one day we're going to see him in the flesh.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen. That angel told those disciples the day Jesus ascended, they said, this same Jesus.
Yeah.
We'll come again. I have a great announcement this morning. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming in spirit for those who need help now. He's coming in body for all of us who need heaven forever. Amen. There was a great announcement. I don't know if anybody's announced to you this morning, but Jesus is here. He's here. He's not just coming. He's here. He's already here. I remember in the old days when I was a kid growing up, that seems weird to say in the old days. Amen. That means you're getting old. Amen. You remember the thing about Elvis? They would say, Elvis has left the building. Well, I'm glad Jesus has entered the building. He's here for you this morning. If you're here and you're not saved, oh, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. You say, I don't know if the Lord had saved me. He saved seven just like you last week. Seven just like you who thought you were not good enough for God. By the way, you're not. There's none good. No, not one. Hey, all of our righteousness is his filthy rag. But Jesus loves you just like you are. I don't care what your condition, what the clothes you've got on your back. It doesn't matter what you drove up in the parking lot, the kind of house you live in. Jesus is coming here today. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. Can you imagine out of all that crowd? I bet, Brother Todd, there's some rich people. I guarantee you there's some wealthy people that could have wrote a check and supported his ministry. Yeah. There's probably some politicians. But he stood still for a blind beggar. For a blind beggar. You know what I am this morning? I'm just a beggar. Telling other beggars where to get some food. Amen. Thank God for the great announcement. Then in verse number 47, I want you to notice not only a great announcement, but a stubborn appeal. A stubborn appeal. In verse 47, the Bible said, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more. Watch this. A great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. I don't think he stood by the wayside there or by the roadside and said, hey, Jesus, would you help me? I believe he cried out.
That young man, he's here this morning. I can't see him. There he is right back yonder. Got saved right down here last Sunday morning. I was sitting on that platform, Levi, right next to you. I could hear him crying unto God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I need you. I need your help. I could hear him crying out to God. Hey, the crowd could hear it. Hey, he was crying so loud they told him to hush. I guarantee you there's a Baptist in this room this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, preacher.
When Miss Legina started shouting, thinking, I wish she'd hush.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
She's going to scare away our visitors.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Yeah. But I'm glad she cried out.
Amen.
A great deal more. Amen.
Amen.
It was a stubborn appeal. They said, hush. He said, no. No. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to cry. I'm going to shout. I'm going to yell till I can see.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, don't pray about it one time.
Amen.
Don't just pray about it two times. Pray
Amen.
About it till you get an answer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, and keep on.
Amen.
The Lord told a story about a man who came to a neighbor's house in the middle of the night and knocked on his door and said, hey, I need some bread. The guy said, go away, man. We're in the bed. The man in the house went back to bed, and the guy at the door knocked again. He came to the door the second time, and he said, go away. We're in the bed. He slammed the door in his face, and the guy said, hey, hey, I'm hungry. I need some bread.
Amen.
And the guy said, come on in. Make yourself at home.
Amen.
Jesus said, because of his importunity.
Yes, sir.
You know what that means? He cried out the more.
Amen.
He cried out the more. The more he was rejected, the louder he cried.
Yes, sir.
What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying keep knocking.
Amen.
Keep knocking. That job's out there. Keep
yes,
knocking.
Sir.
That financial need is out there. Keep knocking.
Yes,
hey, that relationship, keep knocking. Don't give up on it. Don't go see a lawyer. Come see Jesus.
Yes,
don't come see a lawyer. Don't go get a lawyer. Don't file for divorce. Call Jesus.
Yes,
he can help you. That spiritual need, that physical need, whatever it may be, do not give up.
Amen.
Do you know what I tell people who doubt their salvation? Keep on till you get it right.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe you can get saved over and over and over. I don't believe the Bible teaches that. I don't believe you can be saved one day and lost the next. If you're saved, you're saved.
Amen.
You do not lose your salvation.
Amen.
Salvation is not something you have. Salvation is something that has you.
Amen.
Do you understand that? I don't have Jesus in my hand.
That's right.
If I did, I could drop him.
Amen.
Jesus has me in his hand.
Amen.
And if he can't hold on to me, brother, we're without hope.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you're not sure you're saved, keep on till you get it right.
Yes, sir.
Keep on till you get it settled. Amen.
Amen.
There was some coming here last Sunday. I believe Brother Corey, where is he at? Right there. Brother Corey came down here. I believe the devil just sat on his pew and said, hey, you don't even need to be working on the bus. You ain't saved. You know what Corey did? He come down here and got it settled.
Amen.
He left, sure. You say, did he get saved? No, he got assurance.
That's right.
Amen. Keep crying. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Hey, what have you given up on? Who have you given up on?
Come on, preacher. Yeah.
Amen. I've given up on people before. Let me ask you a question. Has he ever gave up on you? Has the Lord ever gave up on you? Not one time, huh? No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, he's took you back every single time. He's never given up on you. Not for a second, not for an instant. Thank God he's never gave up on me. Thank God he's never gave up on me. I would have gave up on me years ago. I'd have said, I'm done with you. I'm through with you. Don't come crawling back to me anymore. Hey, man, thank God he never gives up. So I'm never going to give up on him. I'm going to cry out and cry out and cry out. Every need, every problem, every situation. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Just keep crying. Just keep crying. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. I remember in the plumbing shop where I used to work, there was a, you know how they, photocopy those little cartoons and put on the wall? There was a stork, a crane, a big bird, and it was eating a frog. And that frog had its hand around that
Its head was in the bird's mouth, and he had his hand around the bird's throat, choking it. You know what it said up under it? Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. I'm telling you, with Jesus, there's hope. There's hope. You may think it's hopeless. This guy had probably been to a doctor. He had probably been to the eye doctor of the day. His mama probably took him as a little boy and said, see if you can help my little boy. There was another lady in the Bible who had a problem, and the Bible said she'd spent all she had. She spent everything she had going to this one and this one and this one and this one. Hey, she just didn't go to the right one. Hey, when she came to Jesus, she got the help she needed. Hey, Dr. Phil can't help you. Oprah can't help you. Oh, but Jesus can help you. I'm saying, have a stubborn appeal. Don't give up.
Amen.
Amen. You say, I'm tired of it. I've had it up to here. We'll give it to him. I'm tired of it. I've gone as far as I can. Good. Maybe it's time you took your hands off of it.
That's right, preacher.
Maybe it's time you quit asking your co-workers for advice.
That's right.
Amen.
That's good.
One of the stupidest things I ever seen is people go to divorcees for marriage counseling.
Amen.
Amen. They go to people who don't have children and tell them how to raise their kids.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I remember back when I was a kid that Dr. Spock wrote that book on child rearing. She never had kids. Man, if I want some advice on child rearing, I'm talking to Freddie Young.
Amen.
I'm talking to somebody who's got a herd of them. Amen.
Yes,
amen. I want somebody who's been there and done that.
Amen.
Have a stubborn appeal. Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give up on that teenager. Don't
right.
give up on that marriage.
Amen.
Don't give up on that family member. Don't give up on that husband. Don't give up on that wife. Hey, don't give up on salvation.
Amen.
There's probably somebody sitting here today. The Lord has come by your way.
Yes,
you've actually felt like he stood at the end of your pew and said, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And you've rejected him over and over. Amen. Make today the day you cry out.
Amen.
He heard a great announcement. He had a stubborn appeal. In verse number 52, I want you to notice a wonderful answer.
Yeah,
a wonderful answer. The Bible said, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee. Say the next word with me.
Whole. Oh.
I love this little play on words.
Amen.
He came to Jesus with a H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
You know what a hole is? Something's missing.
Yeah, that's right.
Something's missing. But he left W-H-O-L-E.
Amen.
He came with a hole, he left with a whole field. Amen.
Amen,
thank God, man. What a wonderful answer. Jesus said, go thy way, thy faith. He didn't say, well, how much money you got?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Got your checkbook, got a credit card, debit card,
right.
MasterCard, Visa, we American Express, we take them all. Who's your daddy?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
What's your bloodline? What's your lineage? Are you a Jew?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Man.
What color are you?
Yeah, come on.
What's your ethnicity? Is that
yeah.
the right? Did I say that right? Ethnicity? What's your ethnic background?
Yeah.
Well, it got quiet on me right
yeah,
there.
Amen.
There ain't no room in here for prejudiced rednecks.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
We love them all.
Amen.
And so did Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus didn't ask him anything about his background. He didn't ask him about his past. He didn't say, do you smoke dope?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Yeah.
Have you got earrings?
Yeah.
Have you got tattoos?
Preach.
He didn't ask him none of that. Have you got body piercings?
Preach.
Do you listen to rap music?
Come on, preacher.
Didn't ask him anything.
Right.
Didn't ask him one thing. You know why? He knew.
Yes, sir.
He knew him.
Right.
He just said, go thy way.
Amen.
By faith. Hath made thee whole. What a wonderful answer. What a wonderful answer. I'm glad when I came to Jesus, Brother Freddie, he didn't say, sober up. Come see me tomorrow. I'm glad he didn't say, change your life. I'm glad he didn't say, when you're doing better, turn over a new leaf and then come see me. I came to Jesus and I said, Lord, I'm a mess.
Lord, I'm a mess. I'm messed up from the floor up. God, I need some help. And Jesus said, yes, 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 go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. It wasn't because of who my mama was. It wasn't because of who my daddy was. It wasn't because of where I came from. It wasn't because of what color I was. It wasn't because of what side of the tracks I was born on. It was because I was a sinner and I needed help. And Jesus came to save the lost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All I had to do is all you have to do is cry out.
Amen.
Do you know what? When I came to the end of my rope, nobody had to tell me what to say. I didn't. Brother Jay, we got down under that pine tree in his front yard. Brother Anthony Bennett sitting in my office this morning, and he saw the picture of Brother Jay on a horse there on my desk, and he said, who's this? I said, I thought, how long you been around here? You don't know who that is? That's the greatest man that ever lived. Oh, really, who is he? That's Jay Bias. He led me to Christ. But he didn't have to tell me what to say. He really didn't do nothing, to be honest with you. I went to his house and said, Brother Jay, I'm lost. I'm going to hell. He said, not tonight, you ain't.
Amen.
We bailed off under an old pine tree in his front yard. He didn't say nothing. I just started crying out. You know what I said? Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, God. I'd made that statement many times while running a truck through the middle of the woods. As my head was busting through a windshield, oh, God. But I never meant it in the right way. But that night, I meant it in the right way. It wasn't a derogatory term. It wasn't slang. It was a sinner needing some help from God. And you know what I got? I got the same thing old blind Bart did. I got a wonderful answer from heaven. I said, Lord, will you help me? And he said, yes, I will. I said, Lord, I need you to save me. So I'm glad you asked. I've been waiting on that for 19 years. Amen. Lord said, I've been hoping you'd get over that false profession. I've been hoping you'd get over that church membership. I've been hoping you'd get over that baptism and get the real thing.
Amen.
I know we were kind of going this direction last Sunday. And if you've been around here long, you know I don't try to get people retreaded or resaved. We don't believe in that. But I'd sure hate to know I pastored somebody. I'd hate to know somebody was a member of my church and died and went to hell.
Amen.
I'd hate to know I baptized somebody and they died and went to hell. I want you to have that thing settled and have that thing sure. There is a definite answer.
Yes, sir.
Jesus didn't say, well, maybe you can see. Maybe you're whole. Maybe in a day or two you'll be able to see. No, the Bible said immediately. Immediately. Do you reckon, let me ask you a question. Somebody told me one time, said, I don't believe you can know you're saved. I don't believe you can really know that you're going to heaven when you die. Let me ask you something. Do you think he knew if he could see?
Yeah, come on.
That's just simple country boy theology there. Do you think he knew he could see?
Yeah.
This guy had seen nothing but total darkness his whole life. All of a sudden, there's people, there's trees. He saw the face of the Son of God. Do you think? He said, well, I don't really know if I can see or not. No, bless God. He started shouting, hallelujah. I can see, I can see, I can see. And bless God, you can know, you can know, you can know. This is not a hope-so thing. It's not a maybe-so thing. It's a know-so thing. John said, these things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life.
Yeah.
Are you saved?
Yeah.
Don't look at me and say, well, I think so.
Yeah, come on.
Don't look at me and say, well, I hope so. No, I don't want you to think so. I don't want you to hope so. I want you to know so.
Yeah, yes, sir.
This man knew he could see, Brother Todd. Just as sure as I'm looking at Todd Thompson and I know who he is and I know he's got on a neon tie, I'm just as sure as I know that, I know that I am a child of God. You say, do you always do right? No. No, most of the time I don't.
Amen.
Anybody bear witness right there?
Amen.
Amen. If I looked at my actions, sometimes I would say, ain't no way. But boy, I look at my heart.
Yes, sir.
And I know
that I know, that I know, that I know that I'm a child of God. A wonderful answer. I wonder who would like a wonderful answer this morning. I wonder who would like a wonderful answer this morning. I remember years ago when we first started going up to Marion, North Carolina, to the New Manna Baptist Church. There's some old-timers around here that'll remember, too, the banner that was on the wall for years. It's gone now, but it used to say, Jesus is the answer to all your problems.
Amen.
Jesus is the answer to all your problems. You said, Brother Eddie, I'm struggling. I don't know what to do. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. We're having marital problems. Jesus.
Yes.
We're having financial problems. Jesus.
Amen.
I'm having spiritual trouble. Jesus. He is the answer. And just as God had an answer for me, as God had an answer for these men sitting on this platform, God's got an answer for you.
Amen.
Do you know if old blind Bartimaeus had to sit there on the side of the road and kept his mouth shut like he was told to do? I believe Jesus would have went right on through Jericho. And old blind Bart would have still been blind.
That's right.
He would have still been sitting there with his little tin can begging.
Yeah.
But he asked.
Yes.
He asked. And he got the answer. I'm begging you to ask this morning.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you don't know what I need. You don't know how bad my situation is. I know Jesus.
Amen.
I know Jesus. I've had people tell me over the years, the Lord couldn't save somebody like me. Oh, I guarantee you, if I knew your entire past, I could set you down beside somebody worse this morning.
Amen.
Who's saved and on their way to heaven.
Amen,
amen. I could set you right down beside somebody and tell you their past, you'd leave here feeling good about yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You say, you mean there's bad people in the church? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. From the pulpit to the back of the balcony. Horrible.
Amen.
Wicked. Oh, yeah. That's the thing about this church. Everybody that comes through that door has got a past.
Amen, preacher.
But I'm glad that's what a past is.
Amen.
It's past. Amen.
Amen.
A great announcement. Jesus is coming. A stubborn appeal. Cried out the more. The Bible said a great deal. Cried out the more a great deal. And in other words, he turned it up to warp 9.
Yeah.
They said, shush, don't bother him. Are you kidding? That's my opportunity.
Amen.
That's my shot. That's my chance. I don't want him to get by without me getting the help I need, so I'm hollering louder.
Yeah. Yes, sir, preacher.
A stubborn appeal, a wonderful answer. A wonderful answer. Jesus didn't interrogate him. He just opened his blinded eyes.
Yeah.
He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Because you kept yelling, because you kept asking, you can see. If you'll keep yelling, if you'll keep asking, you too will be able to see.
Amen.
The Bible said in verse number 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now watch this. The Bible said, and immediately he received his sight. Now watch this last phrase. And follow Jesus in the way. And follow Jesus. We saw a great announcement, a stubborn appeal, a wonderful answer. Now, lastly, we see a loyal ambition.
Amen.
A loyal ambition.
Yes, sir.
You know what blind Bartimaeus said? That guy did something for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That nobody else could
Amen.
Do. That man did something for me that none of the doctors could do.
Yeah.
None of the eye drops helped. None of the surgeries. Nothing, nothing, nothing ever has been able to let light into these blinded eyes. That man just healed me. I'm going where he's going.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting by the wayside begging anymore. I'm going with him.
Yeah.
Seven people got saved here last Sunday. You know what my advice to you is? Follow him.
Amen.
Follow him. Have a loyal ambition. Hey, he saved me. I'm going to try and live for him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm going to be faithful. I bet old Bart was faithful to the end. Amen. I bet everywhere he went, people say, wasn't you blind? Oh, yeah. But now I can see.
Yeah.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Yeah.
that saved a wretch like me.
Amen.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Yeah.
I was blind,
yeah,
but now I see.
Woo.
Yeah, I was blind, but this guy named Jesus came by where I was. I'll introduce you to him. I know him. We're friends. I follow him. I go everywhere he goes.
Yes,
he changed my life. A loyal ambition. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, if y'all would come and get us a song. Y'all need Elizabeth. I wonder, as they're coming to the piano this morning, I don't want you to tell me, but I wonder what your need is. I wonder what it is you need this morning. I guarantee you have one, and I guarantee you Jesus is the answer you're looking for. If you just come tell him about it this morning. If we could, let's just bow our heads together this morning. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning say, preacher, I know I'm saved. There ain't no doubt about it. If I died right now, I know heaven would be my home. But there's a need in my life. There's a need that I need God's help. I'd sure appreciate it if you'd pray for me, if you'd slip up your hand. I know I'm saved, but there's a need. There's a need. Maybe nobody even knows what it is, but I need God to know. Hey, if you raised your hand, would you look at me for a second? You've told me about it. And there's nothing I can do. Because you hadn't even told me the need. But do you understand? Jesus already knows what it is. He already knows what it is. You need to have a stubborn appeal like blind Bartimaeus. And you need to come tell him, Jesus, here's my need. Bring it to him. Everybody in the Bible who had a need or a problem, they brought it to Jesus and they left with an answer. Did you know every miracle in the Bible started with a problem? Every miracle started with a problem. You said, preacher, I got a problem. Well, you're a candidate for a miracle. If you come tell him about it, you can bow your heads again. Nobody looking around. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning say, preacher, I'm not sure. But if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I'd appreciate it if you'd pray for me. I won't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. But don't leave here lost this morning. Please get that thing settled in your heart. If you just slip up your hand, say, preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. I need to get that settled in my heart. You just slip up your hand, put it right back down. I'm just going to pray for you. Let's pray together. Fathers, we come to you this morning again in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for a good day. Thank you for the sweet spirit felt in this place this morning. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for using it this morning, God, to speak to hearts. Lord, you saw every hand that was raised. Lord, almost everybody in this building raised their hand and said, I have a need. Lord, there's needy people here this morning. Lord, every one of us needs you. Lord, some of us are looking for answers. Lord, I pray, God, you'd help those this morning. God, again, you saw every hand. You know every heart. Deal with us accordingly. Have your way, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.